Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, Elon Musk. I tell you what, he's got some of the best posts on X, the best tweets you're going to find out there. I just saw one. He was responding to somebody talking about the fact that now all of our money is not going to go to all these groups overseas that hate America. And Elon Musk said, yeah, they can just hate us for free. We don't have to give them millions and millions of our dollars. They can just hate us for free now. He had another great one that just had caught my eye earlier, and then I wanted to put a Montana specific example on it. Let's see, Rothmus on X shared this image that says this: the job of the mainstream media today is to make you think that the views of 10% of the country are actually the views of 90% of the country. And Elon Musk just shared that with, basically the target symbol with the arrow right on the bullseye. That is exactly on target. No, this is exactly true. Those of you that have been on, X since the old days when it was old Twitter, remember when it didn't matter how much content you produced, it didn't matter if you had a real legit radio show. For example, if you were a conservative, if you even dared question the left, you were not going to get that blue check, right? And anyway, you could see this very clearly, especially during COVID. Most of the media here in Montana during COVID-19, they would use old Twitter in this same way. And they used this same strategy during COVID-19. It was like their job was to make you think that the minority, the very tiny minority viewpoints in Montana, were the majority. And what's interesting is once you would actually call them out on it, and once you would stand up to their nonsense, you realize that actually most of the people in Montana agree with you. And then, of course, we saw the 2020 election results here in Montana, where Steve Bullock got annihilated by Steve Daines, the former Democrat governor getting annihilated by Republican Senator Steve Daines. And then we saw the 2024 elections. And basically, if all you did, if you were to look at Montana and what's going on in Montana politics, and all you were to do was to look at most in the Montana media, like the Liberal Lee newspapers, the Montana Television Network, and most of the other ones too. If all you were to do is look at and read their coverage and their insight and analysis, you would think, oh man, yeah, people really love that transgender agenda. Man, people really love shutting down the schools. People really love the mask mandates. Man, the Democrats are looking pretty strong back there in Montana. But then you don't read the Montana news media. You read the actual election results, and you go out there and talk to real people in Montana. And it's like, no. The Montana media, by and large, wants you to think that they're minority viewpoint is the majority, and they're not. You are.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, high temperatures will range around 50 in Bozeman to 63 in the Billings area. Tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows in the low to mid 30s. And then the outlook into Wednesday calls for partly sunny skies, highs from the mid 50s in Bozeman to the upper 60s in Billings. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies move in. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Two U.S. active duty soldiers and one former soldier have been indicted for selling sensitive military information to China. Jian Zhao and Li Tian, Army soldiers stationed at Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington State, and Ruoyu Duan, a former Army soldier, were arrested after federal grand juries in Washington and Oregon indicted them. Tian and Duan were charged with conspiring to commit bribery and theft of government property, and Zhao was charged with conspiring to obtain and transmit national defense information to a person not authorized to receive it, bribery and theft of government property. Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement, quote, the defendants arrested today are accused of betraying our country, actively working to weaken America's defense capabilities and empowering our adversaries in China. They will face swift, severe, and comprehensive justice. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Flip-flop, flat top, oh, he's flip-flopping again, even though he's no longer a United States senator. Yeah, John Tester was on HBO with Bill Maher, and he blamed Kamala Harris for his big loss here in the U.S. Senate race in Montana. And then he pretended to speak out against men and women's sports, but we all know there's actually more to that story. Either way, check out the video of Tester on Bill Maher's program, MontanaTalks.com.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this is a national story. It's also, you know, basically a local Montana story, too. But it's also kind of a weird random start, but that's all right. It's only 6:13 in the morning. If you're up right now anyway, you're like, all right, what the heck, whatever. And I'm always amazed at how many people are already tuning in here in this 6 o'clock hour of the show. I know there's a lot of you out there. But so this was so about 14 hours ago yesterday afternoon. It was about 3:40 our time, looking at the timestamp here. I get this news alert from the New York Times. Now, I don't pay for a subscription to the New York Times. And so I see the app alert that basically tells you the gist of the story. And frankly, it's one of those news stories that you really don't need to read anyway. It's just kind of like, huh, that's kind of crazy. Okay, first off, you guys need to know, who is Diddy? Who is Sean Combs? Because some of you are going to be like, what the hell in tarnation? So I get this New York Times app alert. Our producer, Caden, probably knows who Diddy is. Even though Diddy is really an older rapper, the New York Times app alert said this, inside the Combs hotline, a call center in Montana has become the central collection point for sex abuse allegations against Sean Combs. Now, Sean Combs, some of you guys probably know who Sean Combs is. We always knew him as Puff Daddy back in the day, but then for some reason his name got changed to Diddy. But some of you may know who he is because he's a prominent Democrat Party activist. Boy, he was in tight with the Democrats. The Democrats sure loved him. And you know that the Democrats knew exactly what Diddy was up to at all of his parties. But boy, did they love Diddy until it became obvious to the American people what Diddy had actually been up to. So, you know, now he's in a whole bunch of, you know, legal hot water and things like that. But anyway, so I get this update here from the New York Times. I was like, well, that's interesting. So I just, you know, share the screenshot of the app alert on X just because it's got a Montana connection. Otherwise, it's like, you know, that's just one of those national stories that doesn't really, you know, impact us here in Montana. So on X, what you can do now, I've been having some fun with Grok. Grok is their AI, artificial intelligence platform that's embedded in X now. As a tool, as a service. So if you have a subscription to X, you know, the premium subscription, you get Grok included in it. I think you can still go use Grok to a certain extent if you just pull up their website. But if you're on X, you can you know, benefit from more of the features. But not only can you go into Grok and use it like a search tool, ask questions, search information, almost like you used to do for Google, but Google is worthless now. So instead, you just go to Grok. Well, not only can you do that on their website, but in a tweet. So like if, let's say, for example, if John Jackson, who's going to join us later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, if he posts something on X, some information, and you have a question about something he posted, you can ask Grok in a reply. So in a reply to my own tweet, God, this sounds, doesn't this just sound crazy? Tweets, groks, X. 10 years ago, if we took this audio and we went back in time 10 years ago, people would be like, what in the world are you even talking about right now? All right. Anyway, so in my own thread here, I posted the New York Times app alert. I don't pay for the New York Times. Why give them our money? And frankly, like, you can just get all the information in so many other places right now. So I want to know, okay, why is the Diddy call center in Montana, according to the New York Times? And so I posted a reply to my own tweet, at Grok, why is the Diddy call center in Montana, according to the New York Times? Grok replies, the AI platform replies. It says, the New York Times reports that a Montana call center run by Reciprocity Industries handles a hotline for sex abuse claims against Sean Combs. A lawyer there is processing hundreds of complaints, leading to dozens of lawsuits. Montana's low profile and cheaper operations likely make it a strategic spot for such a sensitive gig. And so then I ask Grok, well, Grok, who is the lawyer? And then I think Grok then replied by saying that they don't know who the New York Times did not report who the lawyer is. But then it's just kind of funny because now I've got people sending me direct messages wondering, or even like I saw Jake Eaton, the conservative political consultant, he posted, hey, is it John Heenan? You know, John Heenan's a big trial lawyer in Billings who ran as a Democrat for Congress in the primary a few years ago. So, he could likely be somebody running a call center like this. And then somebody messaged me, and this is a question, well, I'm not saying this is the law firm, but somebody messaged me and said that apparently AVA law firm, they believe, is the law firm in Billings, Montana, that's handling the hotline for the Diddy Combs calls here. But anyway, like I say, random start, Montana angle, you name it. Man, we got a lot of big news stories to get to here. That was just kind of a random start here in the 6 o'clock hour of this show. What do we need to get to right after this? Man, we got so much to talk about here. Oh, we got to play this one for you. Did you guys see the video of the federal worker lady still wearing one of those stupid COVID masks? She was speaking at one of the anti-Trump, anti-Doge rallies, and she was complaining because she got an email asking her what she did last week. We'll play that next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Like a lot of states, news coverage in Montana is focused on what happens in the capital, Helena. It's less common to hear news from other areas, especially on the economy and business. And it's least likely of all to hear stories about the economy in the least populated eastern third of our state. That's a challenge for our team at our research center as we head out to Sydney and Miles City for the final leg of our statewide economic outlook tour. Two pieces of more upbeat economic news from those communities may surprise you. One is the quiet rebound in oil production, now approaching levels of 11 years ago, before the price bust that ended the Bakken boom. Smaller, hungrier companies have taken advantage of new technologies to revive older wells at lower costs. The second development has not yet arrived. The construction of the 420-mile long high-voltage DC transmission line connecting Gulfstream to North Dakota. The North Plains Connector will support thousands of new jobs. When it rolls forward, it'll be a major economic event. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The late Florida Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart died recently at the age of 70. He had suffered from cancer. He is the brother of current GOP Florida Representative Mario Diaz-Balart and brother of NBC host Jose Diaz-Balart. Born in Havana, Diaz-Balart represented a district in southern Florida from 1993 till 2011. The late congressman was born in Havana. His aunt Myrta Diaz-Balart was the first wife of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. Diaz-Balart authored the democracy requirement for lifting of U.S. sanctions against the Cuban dictatorship. He was also the author of the Nicaraguan Adjustment and Central American Relief Act. Diaz-Balart was only one of three House Republicans who opposed the GOP's contract with America in 1994. It is generally viewed as helping Republicans flip control of the House for the first time in four decades. He also sponsored the DREAM Act, a piece of legislation to grant citizenship to young persons brought to the U.S. by their parents when they were underage. He is survived by his wife of 48 years, Christina. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Protecting yourself from income tax identity fraud. I'm Jenny Cosolda with your Fox Business Tax Tip after this.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. I hope you will join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we navigate life together and hopefully find ourselves a little bit better on the other side.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Hackers are out in force looking to steal your income tax refund.
There's so much information for a sale on the dark web that it can be bought, assembled, and then used.
Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout and author of Swipe, says file as early as possible and the IRS can issue you an identity protection PIN,
which will make it easier for them to identify you as you.
The IRS is working with state tax authorities, tax preparers, and tax software companies to prevent tax-related identity theft. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, for 123 years now, the National Farmers Union has been the voice of family farmers and ranchers. And this week in Oklahoma City, NFU continues to tackle some very important issues that are threatening America's food and fiber producers and consumers. Rocky Mountain Farmers Union President Chad Franke out of Wyoming says that concentration in agriculture is one of those issues.
So concentration has always kind of been an issue as long as I've been around Farmers Union. It's been something that we've been working towards, bringing awareness of that concentration. It's still an issue within agriculture, worse than it's probably ever been. But the big thing that's changed is the American people are now really feeling the effects of concentration. It's not just in agriculture, it's in the marketplaces.
And he says that making sure farmers and ranchers have the right to repair their own agriculture equipment remains high on the National Farmers Union's policy priority list.
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't had a whole lot of other wins since we got it passed in Colorado, South Dakota. We're hopeful that it can get through this legislative session. We've also been working with some legislators in Washington, D.C. We've got a right to repair bill that we believe will be introduced here soon. We are hoping to get back to Washington, D.C. with some of our members in May. And that's one of the topics we're going to push.
Now, even though the National Farmers Union's annual convention wraps up later today in Oklahoma City, it's never too early to start making plans for next year's convention, which is headed for New Orleans. For more information, you can visit NFU.org. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Montana winners, call for comfort food. Sign up for the Beef Box giveaway from the Montana Beef Council, and you can win $50 worth of beef. Whether you're making beef stew, a hearty roast, or a big pot of chili, beef is the perfect way to warm up after a cold day. Add some flavor to your winter meals and stock up on beef for those cozy nights at home. Don't miss your chance. Head to the Montana Beef Council website and enter today.
Ranchers, it's time for the T4 Livestock Annual Scale Bustin' Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 19th, high noon at Sterling Livestock Commission in Sterling, Colorado. Selling our 61 registered Limflex and Red Angus Cabionese, performance-tested bulls that have been feed efficiency measured, semen-tested, and offer genomically enhanced EPDs. Call Tad at 970-590-3725 or visit dvauction.com for a catalog, sale updates, videos, and directions to the sale location. And don't forget to follow them on Facebook. Well, according to AgriPulse this morning, the Food and Drug Administration will consider potential rulemaking to help eliminate the self-affirmed, generally recognized as safe pathway for food ingredients and chemicals. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. officially directed the FDA to take steps toward potential rulemaking that would limit food manufacturers' ability to add ingredients or chemicals without notifying the agency first. Kennedy and others in the Make America Healthy Again movement have criticized this system and argue that addressing this loophole would increase food safety, health, as well as transparency. Ultimately, though, the FDA would need Congress to change the law.
For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that was funny. I totally forgot about that. A while back when Caden was first with us, I think there was like a P. Diddy story in the news. And Caden was like, yeah, I met some lawyer here in Billings. And she said that she was working on this this Diddy case. So I was like, oh, that's crazy. I was like, hey, you see if you can... If you run into her again, see if you can, get her contact info, do a story on it. Man, Caden, you could have beat the New York Times to the punch on that one. You could have broke the big national news on that one. All right, hey, let's get into it here. Man, my goodness, the circus act of the Elon Musk, Donald Trump protesters just continues. Some of it's just getting downright nasty, too. Did you guys see the transgender singer that Bernie Sanders brought on the stage? This is nasty, vulgar stuff. I mean, Jesse Waters featured some of that audio last night on his show. And, you know, to a certain extent, yeah, the American people need to see how nasty and vulgar and hateful the left is right now. Burning down Tesla dealerships, Molotov cocktails. I mean, the radical left is back on there. Burn down the cities. BLM marching rampage right now, but it's against Elon Musk. I snagged the audio from Jesse Waters' show last night, and here's how I titled it, because I was just trying to think, how do I title this audio so I know exactly what the clip is. Here's how I titled it. Waters beeps out the Bernie tranny singer vulgar about God. I'm sure some of you probably saw it here, but Bernie Sanders brings on this transgender singer, this man dressed up like a woman, who's singing some of the most vulgar stuff about God imaginable. Now, some comedian tells a Puerto Rico joke on a stage in New York City, and the mainstream media went, you know, ape Adam Schiff over it. Okay, now that I'm talking about it, I better just play it now. I was holding on to it because I was like, well, we'll probably bring this up later on when John Jackson is in the house with us. I'll play it here in a second because we've got the Fox News update here in about 1 minute. But, yeah, it was so vulgar to where I'm even like, man, even the bleeped out version. Do you even play the beeped out version? But I think, look, if you're in Butte right now and you voted for Donald Trump – but you weren't sure about voting for other Republicans because you've just been a Democrat your entire life, I think you need to hear this. I think you need to hear how awful the radical left truly is. They despise people of faith. They want to transform this country into something else. So I'll play that audio. I'll play it coming up here right after the Fox News update. And then we'll get to that masked up federal worker who is so mad that Elon asked us what we did at work. It's so awful. Could you imagine somebody sending you an email? Hey, I told you about how, you know, Saturday morning I'm driving back from Glendive from the Lincoln Reagan dinner there. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to Jesse Waters' program from the night before, and he had the audio, of course, of Francis Collins, the former head of the NIH. He was one of those, you know, branch COVIDians, one of the crazy cultists who was shutting down this country over their COVID cult crap. And you know, and the reason why this country was in such a mess during COVID-19 was because of people like Francis Collins. But, you know, but watching Francis Collins play his little banjo at the anti-Trump rally was just funny. I mean, you just like, man, these people have lost their freaking minds. They're just embarrassing themselves here. So you kind of laugh, you know, it's just a clown show, right? But then you see this Bernie Sanders anti-Trump rally. And you realize that, like, this isn't just fun and games. These people are straight up evil.
But Bernie Sanders is still the only one who can turn out a crowd. Burn Dog's been on tour. He's going from city to city. He's holding rallies against oligarchy, putting thousands in seats. But his opening act is questionable. Does your God have a what? That's trans anarchist punk singer Laura Jane Grace.
Yeah, featured front and center at a rally being put on basically with a United States senator, who was a Democrat presidential candidate, who, if it wasn't for the Democrats interfering in their own election in Iowa and some other shenanigans in the Democrat Party, and what was that, 2020 or was that 2016? Might have been the actual Democrat presidential candidate. These people are nuts. They have lost their minds. I mean, that party is just going in the toilet. Speaking of toilets, how many of you are thinking, man, it's getting to be springtime here pretty soon. I could really use some upgrades on my house. I could use a remodel on my house. Well, let me tell you about YHIC, your home improvement company. Right now, you can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Plus, financing you can handle. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. That's 2026. Before you got to make a payment on that. Pretty big deal here. 30% off a bathroom remodel. Let me repeat that. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. It's a limited time offer you don't want to miss. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. Don't wait. Call them today. YHIC 406-948-2836. 30% off a bathroom remodel with the easy financing, zero down, zero interest, zero payments for 12 months.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, the dailycaller.com. Several great headlines here. I'm still kind of reading through some news and organizing my show prep here. That's why the show is always different all 4 hours. There's some topics that will certainly come up throughout the morning but it's always different because a phone call can change the whole course of the conversation, or maybe you heard what I said about something, you heard what a caller in Billings might have said about the conversation, but what about those callers from Kalispell? What about those callers from Anaconda? What about those callers from Great Falls? That's the best part of this show. But yeah, here's just some of the dailycaller.com headlines. This one's my favorite. Tulsi Gabbard strips security clearances of 51 officials who signed the Hunter Biden laptop letter. My big question is this, is like, okay, like, if you have a security clearance because, say, you're in the military or you're working for the NSA or you're working for this government agency or that government agency or whatever, you are a former member of government agency blank. You are a former military service member. Like, you leave the job, you typically lose your security clearance. Why do all these people still have a security clearance? Seriously, you're not on the job anymore. You're Democrat Party hacks. These people, regardless of whether they were Democrats or Republicans, they undermined the president of the United States. They lied to interfere in a presidential election. They lied. They straight up lied to interfere in a presidential election. Yeah, why? It's just common sense that they should not have security clearances, but it's taken Tulsi Gabbard to get the job done and President Donald J. Trump to get the job done on that one. Here's some other Daily Caller headlines. My second favorite one is this. Canada trades Trudeau for another Trudeau. They're basically saying that Mark Carney, the newly elected Canadian Liberal Party leader, is just another Justin Trudeau. And Whoopi Goldberg thinks that those of you who oppose men and women's sports don't know anything about female anatomy. That's right. You women who don't think that men should be undressing in your daughter's locker rooms, Whoopi Goldberg says, you don't know anything about female anatomy. Okay, before I get to a caller on the phone lines, let's go to this. The Trump War Room sharing some of the highlights from the latest left-wing anti-Elon Musk rally. And I probably don't even need to tell you this, but the woman that you're about to hear, of course, she's still wearing a COVID mask over her face. The mask really says it all, doesn't it?
When you wake up or when you're on your weekend and you get the fork in the road message, or you get the subsequent five bullets, hey, what the hell did you do, you lazy federal worker, this week? How frightening is it that someone on X, the owner of X, speaks to you directly to say, what did you do last week at work? And if you don't answer, I am going to fire you.
Oh, that's so scary. Oh, no. How many of you would think that was freaking awesome? You're like, holy cow, I just got an email from Elon Musk. He wants to know what I did last week. How many of you would love to tell Elon Musk what you did last week? Most productive Americans would love to tell you what they accomplished last week, because they're so busy getting the job done and doing incredible things that it's so rare that they stop and say, hey, and somebody asks them, hey, tell me about your job. Tell me about what you do for your city, for your state, for your country. And now you've got somebody like Elon Musk saying, hey, what'd you do last week? What an incredible opportunity. But not if you're, you know, COVID mask wearing lady. So scary. He asked me what I did last week. Let's go to Tim and Billings on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Well, Aaron, you know, they're being asked to list five things they've done last week. And most people have done five things before they even get their butts to warm up the seats at their desk. So, you know, any private sector person knows that five things is about the first 10 minutes on the job and on Monday morning. But what I wanted to talk about is the narcissistic nine senators that we've got here in Montana. And I looked into it a little bit and said, I think they should be recalled. I think that, or I think they should look into it, because the Montana Recall Act says they can be recalled if 15% of the voters in that district were to sign a petition and it was verified, and they could be recalled and there would be an election. And I guess my question to you, and maybe people know better than I am, but I do, would it be better to try to recall them now and finish out the session, or should have an unknown entity that, you know, going for the rest of the session, or should the House and the Senate maybe start slow rolling some of this stuff, recall them, get some members in there that are going to actually represent their constituents in the way that they said they would during the election cycle while they were campaigning, instead of flipping a coin and doing the exact opposite? Or do we just, you know, do they just bite the bullet and keep rolling with these guys and hope that once in a blue moon they will actually vote like a conservative? I'm just kind of curious how other Montanans think, because I kind of think, you know what, recall them, get them out of there, and then if you have to call a special session because enough didn't get done right now because these guys are being obstructionists, then call for a special session and get back and get the work done with people who are going to represent the way they campaigned that they're going to represent.
Well, I think the best thing that people could do right now is, look, this is the transmittal deadline. Well, frankly, just simply calling into a radio show like this is a great way to be heard by the lawmakers. The other day, I had mentioned a bill by State Representative Jody Etchart. She had a good bill that passed the House to rein in taxpayer funds for the woke left-wing, you know, Montana, you know, Federation of Public Employees get-togethers. And so, yeah, like, you want to go to the MFPE and take part in that left-wing nonsense, then you do it on your own time, but not on the taxpayers' time, right? I got a note from her on the Montana Talks app a few minutes later. Hey, thanks for mentioning my bill. So a number of these lawmakers are listening on a day-to-day basis during the session, but right now they're in the middle of their transmittal break. So this is a great time for people to contact, especially if you live in those districts of, you know, the nine Republican state senators that have been voting with the Democrats on rules and committee assignments and things like that, you know, to tell them what you think, and then to hear their response to it. Because when I ran into some of these guys back in January, I said, okay, I get it. You didn't like the way the committees were set up. You didn't like the fact that maybe you felt the legislature was trying to, you know, obstruct the governor's agenda or whatever. But that was freaking 2 months ago. You should have gotten over it and moved on by now, right? And so what's the holdup? And you know, maybe some of them will call in as well and explain it. But because, yeah, when that whole thing first started, I put out an open invite to any of the state senators, frankly, on any side of that whole debate to join us on the show. And the best thing people can do right now is contact these folks, especially while, you know, most likely they're back home in their districts during the transmittal break until Friday.
Well, Aaron, you know what the difference between a puppy dog and these nice narcissistic nine are, don't you? When a puppy dog grows up, it quits its crying.
Well, look, I get the whole thing, like, you know, if you want to represent your constituents and then you feel like you don't get the committee assignments that will help you, you know, represent those constituents, okay, whatever. But look, at the end of the day, like nobody's going to remember who sponsored what bill or who was on what committee or whatever. What they're going to remember is, did you get property tax relief across the finish line? Did you rein in this radical left-wing woke agenda or not? And that's where whether you're the nine or the other states, you know, representatives and senators, for that example, you know, people are going to be looking at your actual voting record, not what committees you were on, and these sorts of things. And so if you repeatedly keep voting, because there's some Republicans on the House side that aren't part of the nine, and I can't wait to see you know the numbers start to rack and stack on who can consistently is voting against their Republican caucus on some common sense stuff. You know, if you're voting against, you know, bills backed by the Montana Shooting Sports Association, for example, you know, hey, again, check with your buddy to say, hey, what do you think of this bill? If you don't understand the bill that's in front of you, then go to the sources that you can trust before you say yay or nay on some of this stuff. Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Hey, if you want to call in, normally we would have the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation during the next segment, but because we're in the middle of the transmittal break and the legislature is out till Friday, no legislative update for today. So, hey, if you're a legislator listening right now, you can call in with your own update. Anybody can call in. 294-0970.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I don't like what they're doing to Elon Musk. I think it is, between the death threats and now attacking his businesses and targeting him and threatening him. And what has he really done? I mean, just look objectively. He supports Donald Trump. That's strike one. Now, you can't support Donald Trump, and he advocated, he planted himself in Pennsylvania, spent money to help Donald Trump get elected. Okay, I'm grateful that he did, because I think his efforts paid off big time. He's identifying, you know, tens, what will soon be hundreds and hundreds of billions in waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption. We as conservatives have wanted this for decades. We've not gotten it. And the left is melting down.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, high temperatures will range from around 50 in Bozeman to 63 in the Billings area. Tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows in the low to mid-30s. And then the outlook into Wednesday calls for partly sunny skies, highs from the mid-50s in Bozeman to the upper 60s in Billings. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies move in. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Flip-flop, flat top. Oh, he's flip-flopping again, even though he's no longer a United States senator. Yeah, John Tester was on HBO with Bill Maher, and he blamed Kamala Harris for his big loss here in the U.S. Senate race in Montana. And then he pretended to speak out against men and women's sports, but we all know there's actually more to that story. Either way, check out the video of Tester on Bill Maher's program, MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Friend.
You know, let me go back to something that we were talking about yesterday on this show in this same 6 o'clock hour. So what are the Democrats now trying to do? The Democrats who prop up and do basically whatever Bill Gates tells them to do. The Democrats are the anti-agriculture party. They're the party of Tracy Stone Manning at the BLM, propping up the radical left-wing American Prairie Reserve effort to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. But now you have Democrat front groups trying to blame Trump for the trade deficit facing agriculture right now. We had 4 years of Joe Biden and John Tester turning America into steroids into the world's piggy bank. We were already embarrassingly too much of the world's piggy bank even before Joe Biden and John Tester were running the country into the ground. But these guys, basically, they were the America Last Party. Donald Trump is the America First. And look at what that did to agriculture. And yet these Democrat front groups, the Democrat front farm groups, because Democrats create front groups in every category. So they have farming front groups, too. The Democrat farming front groups are saying, oh, it's Donald Trump's fault that we don't have access to some markets, even though Joe Biden was in charge for the last 4 years and put America last. This was a Daily Caller piece yesterday that I had printed up in the stack of stuff. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said on Fox Business that the Biden administration, actually this might have been left over from last week, left a $49 billion deficit in the export market that led to the costs of agricultural inputs to rise by 30%. During an appearance on Kudlow, Rollins said there's a $49 billion deficit in farm products that deviates from the balanced trade figures seen 4 years prior under President Donald Trump. Rollins also said the current surge in the farm costs were due to the failed policies of the Biden administration. When you bring the cost of inputs down, it went up 30% under Joe Biden. She said, listen, the export markets, we lost the entire market of exporting. We have a $49 billion deficit for our farm products and our farm producers. When we left Trump 1 4 years ago, it was a 0% deficit. Oh, but yet the Democrat farming front groups. Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault that we have a trade deficit right now for our farmers. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. After Trump ended his four-year term in 2020, it was a 0% deficit. Now we've seen a $49 billion trade deficit and a 30% surge in farm costs and input costs in particular over after 4 years of the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. But the Democrat farming front groups want to blame Donald J. Trump. Yeah, Cal Lee. I knew I had seen that article somewhere. I gave kind of my knee-jerk reaction to some of these Democrat farming front groups yesterday, but there you go. That's the numbers. DailyCaller.com has the story. Why are the Democrats in such disarray right now? Here's former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. I think he was on with Hannity last night.
Well, I think that everything you showed earlier reflects what Lincoln said at Gettysburg when he said this is a test of whether this system or any system so conceived in liberty can survive. You have a hardline group who believe that they have the right to be violent, that they have the right to deny the American people the choice of their leadership, that they have the right to break the law. The answer to all of that is, frankly, you have to lock them up. You have to enforce the law.
All right, so he's referring to the violent left-wing rioters and protesters that are taken to the streets in Oregon and elsewhere across the country.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Like a lot of states, news coverage in Montana is focused on what happens in the capital, Helena. It's less common to hear news from other areas, especially on the economy and business. And it's least likely of all to hear stories about the economy in the least populated eastern third of our state. That's a challenge for our team at our research center as we head out to Sydney and Miles City for the final leg of our statewide economic outlook tour. Two pieces of more upbeat economic news from those communities may surprise you. One is the quiet rebound in oil production, now approaching levels of 11 years ago before the price bust that ended the Bakken boom. Smaller, hungrier companies have taken advantage of new technologies to revive older wells at lower costs. The second development has not yet arrived. The construction of the 420-mile-long high-voltage DC transmission line connecting Gulfstream to North Dakota. The North Plains Connector will support thousands of new jobs. When it rolls forward, it'll be a major economic event. I'm Patrick Barker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.